What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Where was Jesus between Easter and the Ascension? The email that came to me read as follows. Between Easter and Ascension, we only have a few accounts of Jesus visiting his disciples. Where was he and what did he do the rest of the time? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. My name is George Samietz and I'm a pastor serving the ELCE based in Suffolk at Ascension Lutheran Church in Brandon and also looking after congregations in Coventry and Harlow. For these details and for all the latest information about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, please go online to lutheran.co.uk and have a look around. Where was Jesus between Easter and the Ascension? We are in the frustrating area of lack of detail. We would so much like to know more. What did Jesus do before he was 12? We have the account of one incident of Jesus when 12 at the temple in Jerusalem. What did Jesus do as a teenager and adult before his baptism in the River Jordan and his public ministry? We'd like to know his favourite colour and whether he was left-handed or right-handed. It doesn't change our view of him as Lord and Saviour, the Son of God who has rescued us from the power of sin and death and given us his life to live. It's just that it would be nice to know. Similarly, we'd like to know details about what we know as Holy Week, from Palm Sunday to Good Friday. And yes, more details please about Easter Sunday wouldn't go astray. Though we have quite a few accounts of what happened, because the death of Jesus and his resurrection is the climax of the story about Jesus. He is trusted and followed because of his perfect sacrifice, and God's vindication of such a sacrifice is seen in God raising Jesus from the dead and putting together the trajectory of the Old Testament with God's promises, with the witness testimonies and teachings we call the New Testament, leads people today to say that Jesus is Lord and that God is a mysterious Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who loves us and wants us to live with him. The message of the resurrection and then later of the Ascension, is grounded in the person of Jesus, and not in a postcode or office somewhere. Jesus did not set up a stand outside the tomb with the sign up saying, God is in, and sit down and wait for people to come to him, for them to queue up and wait their turn to chat to him and seek his help. Once again, the movement is God coming to us. And so we find Jesus appearing to people and then departing or disappearing. We are rarely told how from Easter Sunday onwards. There is the sense of his sudden appearance. He just appears, no driving a car and getting stuck in traffic, or knocking on the door and waiting for it to be opened. He just turns up. And apart from the evening at Emmaus with the breaking of the bread, and later his ascension to heaven, we have no details of how he departed from people, walking into the sunset, so to speak, or just vanishing. And we would so like the details. But what we have is consistent. Jesus appears to individuals and groups with the purpose of drawing them to him, revealing himself, opening their eyes and giving them faith in him. Matthew records Jesus appearing to Mary Magdalene and the other Mary as they were leaving the tomb having heard the angel's message. He later talks about how the 11 disciples met Jesus on a mountain in Galilee, where Jesus gave them what we call the Great Commission. Mark records that Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, to two disciples whom he doesn't name as they were walking in the country, and then afterward he appeared to the 11 as they were at table, and both rebuked them for not believing the witnesses who had seen him, while also giving them a commission to go out into the world and proclaim the gospel to all creation. Luke records in both Luke and Acts quite a few details and he is the one who gives us the time references that the ascension was 40 days after the resurrection. Luke gives us the long story of the walk to Emmaus, when Jesus, unknown until the breaking of the bread in the evening, when he then vanishes, walked the afternoon with Cleopas and another disciple. Luke records that when Cleopas and friend made it back to Jerusalem to tell their story, they heard that Jesus had appeared to Peter. Then Jesus just appears, stands among them, and convinces them he is alive and not a ghost. Luke concludes the chapter with Jesus leading the disciples as far as Bethany, where he blessed them and departed to heaven. It is in Acts that Luke gives us more details about Jesus' teaching and the ascension. Luke gives us the time reference. Jesus presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. John gives us the extended encounter between Jesus and Mary when she initially thinks Jesus is the gardener. He talks about Jesus meeting 10 disciples in a locked room, 10 because Thomas wasn't there. A week later, we have the famous encounter with Jesus and the 11 because Thomas was there and the focus is with Thomas. All of John chapter 20 has the goal of saying that you don't have to see to believe. Then, at a later time, in John chapter 21, we have the encounter of Jesus and breakfast at Lake Tiberias and some of the disciples. Not all, Simon, Thomas, Nathanael, James and John, and two other disciples. In this encounter, Peter is restored and he confesses his love and obedience to Jesus. John concludes his account and the book with these words. Now, there were also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. So it is very obvious that the early church believed and proclaimed that Jesus both was raised to new life, never to again die, that he appeared to his disciples, and that he ascended into heaven. The Apostle Paul, who was confronted by Jesus much later, after Jesus' ascension, wrote to the Corinthians, this is chapter 15, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas," that is Peter, "then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me." Paul gives us more information, such as the appearance to the 500 at one time, and also to James, but little detail. So the church is very clear that Jesus was raised to life on Easter Sunday, and that 40 days later he ascended to heaven, not to leave us, so that he precisely could be with us always, until the end of our lives here on earth, to the end of the world itself, and to the end of the age. In other words, Jesus will never leave us, and always keeps coming to us. But where was Jesus in the days and hours between his resurrection and his ascension when he wasn't with his followers? Do you want my answer? By that I mean, do you want George's answer? George's opinion? George's hunch? George's speculation? I would hope not. We can ask all the questions we like, but we also need to know the basis of the answers we receive. Not all answers might be correct or truthful. We need to assess the answers of anything we've asked. And for Christians, the touchstone, the source and norm for our faith is the Bible. So what does the Bible actually say? It doesn't say. That's why people are asking the question. What does the Bible indirectly say? What does the Bible suggest? Those answers become very much based on interpretations and logic and one's feel, and one has to be very cautious about making them definitive truth. So I've heard that Jesus must have spent a lot of time with Mary, his mother, that isn't recorded in the Bible because he was a good son. And this might be logical and even feel nice, and it may be true. Remember that John said that Jesus did many other things which are not recorded. But to say definitively that Jesus did spend time with Mary would be incorrect, in my view, because the scripture doesn't say so or give us enough information to make a case, so to speak. Where was Jesus between Easter and Ascension when he wasn't with people? I don't know. But what I do know is enough for faith in Jesus. For the appearances of Jesus after his crucifixion and resurrection, the reason and consequence of the ascension of Jesus to heaven, point us again and again to the truth that Jesus comes to us, unbidden often. He just turns up. And he is often not recognized all round the world at the same time. But he is coming to us through words, water, bread and wine. He calls us into his presence. We respond in prayer and obedience, and he doesn't abandon us. I'm more than happy to return to this question if you think I've missed some aspect, or if you have a further question. Thanks for it. It is good to get questions. If you want to send a question or make a comment, please send your email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.